You're listening to SBS News.
Precious time at home with his daughter was much more rare for Andrew Guy before this unusual year began.
I was so busy. I think I was just caught up in the cycle of busyness that I was hardly home. And I think, I feel really sorry for my wife, AJ, because I wasn't home to help out.
Then there was lockdown, exacerbating what was already a difficult time. Andrew's father, John Guy Aru, died in South Sudan in March. He wasn't able to travel to say goodbye.
Given that this was during a crisis, I guess what came to mind was I was just thinking back at the times when Dad was looking after us, because there were a lot of famines and, there was war going on and all that. So I would just keep thinking, so what would Dad do? If Dad was here, this is a crisis, what would he have done?
So as his father was with him, Andrew decided to be a more hands-on father and partner. He's also teamed up with Respect Victoria to encourage other dads to do the same. The organisation says encouraging respect at home has a beneficial effect on greater equality in the wider community. Tracy Gaudry is the CEO of Respect Victoria.
The men that we talk to have actually drawn from this experience to create a brighter future, a more connected future with their families, and an opportunity for them to share what have been traditionally unequal workloads around the house.
Cleaning the dishes doesn't need skills, it doesn't need skills at all. So it's just helping out, whether it's vacuuming, because when I wasn't home, I was not able to do these things.
So now Andrew, with the help of a flexible employer, is spending more time at home. The Melbourne lockdown is over. And good news comes in threes. Andrew's family welcomed a third child 2 weeks ago, a son he named Guy after his father.
He's been a special addition to the family, and I think it's a joy, most needed joy in 2020.
Rachel Carey, SBS News.